If you have ever found that you can't seem to stay focused during lectures and are at a loss as to what material you ought to be including in your notes, then this workshop is for you. Welcome to Active Listening and Note-Taking. Let's begin. The method we'll discuss in this workshop is called Listen. By helping you to better understand your current habits, as well as helping you to become familiar with new strategies for improving your overall listening and note-taking skills, you will hopefully find yourself more able to focus in class and better able to determine what information you should be writing down in your notes. The idea behind leading is that you are so prepared for any given lecture that you can, with relative ease, determine what topic will be covered in a class. This may seem tricky, but if you follow these steps, you should find yourself becoming somewhat of a mind reader when it comes to lecture topics. First of all, review of previous lecture material is essential. Not only will a brief review of your notes from last week's lecture boost your memory of that material, it will save you from rewriting all of the information that is reviewed in the upcoming lecture. You will be able to remember what you have and have not already recorded. In addition, it is essential to read, or at the very least preview, the relevant textbook chapters prior to going to lecture. As with reviewing your notes, this will allow you to minimize the amount of unnecessary note-taking and focus on the discussion at hand. Pre-reading will also help you to gain an understanding of the topics that are being discussed. It can be easier to grapple with challenging concepts when you are reading a text on your own time than it may be while trying to keep up with brand new ideas in a fast-paced lecture. For more information on getting the most out of your textbook readings, refer to our online workshop entitled Active Reading and Note-Taking. Take some time prior to your lecture to write out several questions that you have about the material to be discussed. Engaging yourself in the discussion by asking questions is one way to keep yourself engaged in the lecture. Even if you don't have a chance to ask all of your questions, seeking out answers from what is being said will also help you focus. Since you will now have additional time to focus on what is being said, as you've read your chapters and do not need to write down everything that your professor is saying, focus in on pinpointing the main ideas that your professor is trying to get across from the lecture. There will typically be two or three. Often, there will be a lot of filler material in and around these several main concepts, so remember, don't write down each and everything that is said. Try and focus in on what is really important. A significant part of good listening skills involves reading body language and speech intonation, and developing these skills can be helpful in learning what your professor deems to be important in the lecture. Some things to focus on are more obvious. What is your professor writing down on the board? What points made it into the supplemental overhead or handout? If your professor writes something down during the lecture, it's quite likely important. The way your professor speaks will also offer clues about where to focus your attention. Listen for phrases indicating importance. Often, professors will come right out and tell you that the next thing they say will be very important. If they offer an example of a concept, this will also be something important to pay close attention to. As well, if your professor returns to a point or an example several times throughout the course of the lecture, or spends a relatively long period of time on one topic, you can be certain that you'll need to know that information in the future. It may feel like you have lots and lots of extra time when you're sitting in your lectures. This is because our brains can think much faster than your professor can speak, so our thoughts tend to wander as the speaker catches up. Use this lag time as the opportunity to process what's being said and make a decision about whether or not it's important enough to your understanding to be written in your notes. You don't necessarily have to try and write down all of the important points verbatim either. Ensure that you're managing to record keywords or names to act as memory aids later if you need to supplement your notes with information from your textbook. To this end, ensure that you're leaving some space between your points. This way, you won't have to try and cram extra information into the margin. Finally, take time to briefly write down any questions that you have about the material so that you can clarify your understanding long before it comes time to prepare for exams. It is important to keep in mind that if you're critically engaged with the material, you're learning at all times. It can be difficult to stay focused during lectures, but by engaging in the active listening process that you're learning here, you can help yourself stay focused. When you're in your lectures, take time to write down or ask any questions that you have about the material. Make sure you make note of the material that you're finding confusing so that you can clarify any questions that you have by referring to your textbook or discussing the material with your classmates or professor. Don't forget to leave some space in your study notes to add in any new information. The key to active listening is engaging with the material as you're learning it. Our minds can process thoughts faster than they can be spoken, so that's why your mind wanders during lectures. Use this time to question the material that you're learning. How does it fit with the material that you've learned earlier? Finally, effective listening is facilitated by your environment, so make sure you pick a good spot in the room. Try to sit near the front of the room and towards the center. This will ensure that you have a clear view of the professor, as well as any visual cues such as the whiteboard or PowerPoints that your professor is using as an aid. You will also be able to hear better if you're sitting closer to the front of the room, and you'll be less likely to let your mind wander since you'll be within clear view of your professor. Now that you've learned how to listen more effectively, we'll spend some time working to improve your specific note-taking skills. In general, you want to ensure that you're leaving yourself plenty of space in your notes so that you have room to add information in at a later time. You also want to, as mentioned earlier, record questions you have about the material somewhere that you can return to later. Keep your notes organized by using a color coding system that works for you, or by highlighting and underlining important information. As well, to make your notes visually stimulating, which can assist you with recall, try to include diagrams, flowcharts, and pictures wherever possible. One particularly useful method of note-taking is the Cornell method. In this method, you can create for yourself a study aid that will come in handy as you're preparing for exams. On a sheet of paper, draw a vertical line a couple of inches in from the left edge of the paper, creating a wide margin. In this space, record keywords, formulas, names, and dates. This section should only contain brief headings that can act as memory cues later on. In the larger right-hand side of the paper, you'll record the explanation or definition that goes along with your keyword. When it comes time to study, simply cover the right side of the page and go through the margin defining keywords. You also have the option of drawing a horizontal line at the bottom of your last page, leaving a space of perhaps a third of the page. If you choose to do so, in this section, summarize your notes for the day in a few sentences. The ability to condense information in a useful way is often a sign of understanding. It's not easy to simply start using new study strategies, and it takes time and practice to develop new habits. At first, new study techniques may seem tedious, and you may feel like the time you're spending on that task could be put to better use. Rest assured that it takes time to develop all new habits, and after some time you'll find it becomes easier and less of a burden with each passing week. Don't give up. For more assistance, visit our website, stop by the Study Skills office, or call to book an appointment. You'll be glad you did.